We can turn any idea into a belief if we just provide enough reference experiences to support it. Which one of these statements is true, for example? People are basically honest and decent if you give them half a chance they want to help you. Or people are dishonest. They only look out for themselves and they'll rip you off if you give them half a chance. Well, you might say they're both true, but what's really true is what you're certain about, what you have developed as a belief. If you wanted to, don't you have enough experiences, enough what we call references to back up the belief that people are basically rotten? Haven't you read enough about it, heard enough about it, or experienced enough to back that belief up? Put legs underneath that table of certainty, if you will? If you focused on other experiences, couldn't you just as easily remember experiences that would make you feel certain that people are honest, that they're caring, that they'll go out of the way to help you if you care about them? Which one of these beliefs is really true? Whichever belief you construct to be true within yourself. Remember, we can always find a way to back up any belief, so choose your beliefs well. While an unshakable sense of certainty can help you accomplish great things, it also has the potential to blind you to the very information that could change your life forever. Have you ever met someone who, out of their need to stay certain, wouldn't listen to a new idea? If you were to take a look at your own beliefs through someone else's eyes, what might you see? Beliefs drive all of our behaviors. While some affect only one aspect of our lives, others are much more pervasive. For example, a specific belief like John is dishonest would certainly influence your interactions with John. But believing people are dishonest would have ramifications far beyond this single relationship. I call these types of beliefs global beliefs. Global beliefs like this one are usually based on some generalization made a long time ago under certain extreme circumstances. We may have completely forgotten the original circumstance in which the belief came up, and yet unconsciously we still allow it to guide our decision making. The effect these beliefs can have in our lives is unlimited, but this does not have to be negative. A change in one global belief can change every aspect of your life for the better. Are some beliefs more powerful than others? Absolutely. There are three different levels of certainty. One we call opinions, the second one we call beliefs, and the third we call convictions. Opinions can be shifted easily, as they're based on transitory perceptions. Beliefs, however, are much stronger because they're usually based on an experience someone has actually had or one they have a lot of emotion attached to, although it can be based on other things they've heard from other people. It is possible to destabilize this person's certainty by getting them to question what they used to believe and inducing a bit of doubt. A conviction, on the other hand, is incredibly intense and very difficult to change because it's usually buttressed by such high emotional intensity that the person holding it not only feels certain about this, but they can actually become enraged or blinded to any rational discussion if that conviction is ever questioned by another person. Convictions can be incredibly empowering or unbelievably destructive. Which of your beliefs are opinions? Which do you feel more strongly about you would call beliefs? And do any of these fall on the level you call conviction? Because of the passion they inspire within us, convictions propel us to action. Someone who cares deeply about the rights of animals has a belief, but someone who spends spare time passionately educating the public about such issues as laboratory testing and the consequences of eating a meat-based diet, they clearly have a conviction. Are there areas of your life in which holding a conviction would give you the added drive to push through all kinds of obstacles? For example, can you see how having a conviction that you will never let yourself become overweight again would compel you the minute you start to get overweight to immediately make changes in your lifestyle? Do you realize how a conviction like I can always find a way to turn things around could help you steer through the toughest of times? What's a conviction that if you adopted it now, it would give you true personal power for your life?